Blog Talk Radio.
Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the co-pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC, and we are a church beyond walls. Today, we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speaks. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary in the midst of it all. Amen. So, Holy Spirit, You Are Welcome Here. Praise Be to God by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. Shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
loving God, life's challenges feels overwhelming today. As we turn to you, inspire us to shed our despair to journey better with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Again, while we're waiting on our speaker for this morning, I will play another selection. All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. Praise be to God.
Belongs to you.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. For the Bible says in Romans 10, 14 through 15, in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. At this time, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins is going to come and bless our hearts this morning with a mighty word from the Lord, and we're going to welcome her. A hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Mother Wiggins. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, Evangelist Hilda. How are you this morning?
Blessed. Thank you. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
It looks like it's a beautiful day today. Amen.
Probably. I don't know. It's kind of chilly right now.
Yeah, I do feel a little chilly.
Yeah.
I do feel a little chilly. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. I just want to say good morning to our radio listeners also. Amen. We acknowledge
Amen.
Your presence this morning. And we thank God that God has steered you in this direction to be with us this lovely morning. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to let you know that our visionary and his spouse, they send you their greetings and their love. Amen. And they hope that all is well with you. You know, because we realize that these are difficult times right now. Amen. So they send you their love. We all send you our love. Amen.
Amen.
To you out there. Amen. We realize that we're not on this radio for nothing. God
Praise
doesn't have
God.
Us here for nothing. And there is someone out there who needs a word or needs some kind of prayer or something. Amen.
Amen.
So we are here for you this morning. Amen. And I just want to say that we just thank God for Evangelist Hilda and her opening up the services every day from Tuesday to Saturday.
Amen.
She opens up the services.
God
and she prays with a sweet hour of prayer. From Tuesday to Friday, amen, she has
amen.
A prayer service. And also she brings a mighty word. It might be on Thursday, and it's on Friday. Amen. Also, Pastor Kathy. Pastor Kathy brings a word on Thursday. Amen. And also our First Lady, she brings lessons on Tuesday, and also Apostle Wiggins, he brings a theory, some lessons on theory on Wednesday. Amen.
Amen.
So we're just glad to have you on board. I also want to give a shout out to our portress, our Sister Barbara, who's going to bring poetry. You know, right after I go off, she's going to bring some beautiful poetry, and you don't want to miss that. Amen.
Amen.
And also, Pastor Kathy and her husband will be on with Talk in the Sanctuary right after Sister Barbara. Amen. And I just want to give a shout-out to Apostle Jackson and Dr. V. Turner and also their congregation and their families. I hope that all is well with them, and also Prophetess Washington. They have all been a blessing to this ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So right now, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to turn my attention to God. Amen. Because, you know, God likes to be acknowledged and recognized. amen, that he exists. Amen, because a lot of people act like he don't exist, or they feel like he doesn't exist, or either they say the word God, but they don't acknowledge that he's there. But God can be everywhere all at the same time. Amen. So that's why we're acknowledging God and his presence. Amen. His anointing. Amen. We thank God for him and his anointing. Amen. We thank God for God, for Jesus. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, his angels, his warring angels, our guardian angels, those that are in Christ. Amen. And we thank God for our enemies. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So wherever you are, you could be in this country or any other part of the world. You could be in China. You could be in India. I understand that a lot is going on in India right now. They're really struggling. Amen. I heard that, you know, a lot of people are dying over there from the pandemic. And they have like, and they have 1.4 billion people over there.
Wow.
And a lot of them are dying from the pandemic, thousands a day. Amen. I want to give a shout out to India, Africa, the Caribbean, Brazil, America. We don't want to leave out America. Amen.
Amen.
Australia. There's so many different countries. Amen. So I just want to give out that we all come together as one. Wherever you are in these countries, amen, that we come together as one. Because today we want to pray for these countries. Amen. We want to pray for these countries today because God is able. He's able to do what concerns us today. Amen. So we want to pray for these countries. So I just want all of you to bow your heads as I say this prayer. Amen. Father God, I acknowledge your presence, and we give you the highest praise. Mm-hmm. For you are the God that is full of love and compassion. Amen. You have love and compassion. You reign on the just as well as the unjust. Father God, during this pandemic, there are many countries that are going through hard times right now. They are suffering and in pain. They're in sorrow and pain, especially over the loss of their loved ones, their jobs, and the freedom to move about as they would like. We're all suffering, Father God, with the freedom to move about as we would like because of this pandemic. Father God, their lives have become very disruptive, and many people have become distressed and depressed. Some feel to hurt themselves and or others. That's why we're having so much problems in this country and I believe in other places. Some people want to commit suicide. I bring them all before your throne today, and I ask that you will build them up where they are torn down, Father God. I ask you to strengthen and restore them, Lord. I ask for you to comfort them and give them a hope of a brighter tomorrow. And I also want to pray for the government, Father God, the government of each country, Father God, that you will help them in these trying times, to go through these trying times, and help them to make right decisions as far as the leading of their people is concerned, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, whatever you do, Father God, I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus, because I know that you know best, Father God. But we're just coming to you in prayer anyway. But we know that that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father God, whatever we do, we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So right now I'm going to sing one song. Amen. And I've sung this song before. I really love this song. It's not long. And if you don't know the song, then you can just listen to the words of the song. I think it's appropriate at this time when people are going through so much stuff. Amen. So many things. Amen. He is able. God is able to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able. God is able to handle anything that comes my way. He is able. God is able to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, God is able to make me what he wants me to be. He is able. God is able to accomplish what concerns us today. He is able. God is able to handle anything that comes our way. He is able. God is able to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able. God is able to make me what he wants me to be. Amen. God is able.
God.
He's able to make us what he wants us to be.
Yes,
he's able to handle anything that might seem impossible to us. Amen. God is able. Praise God. And it's so good to know that he's able and that he created everything. Amen. And no matter what we see, he's in charge.
Yes.
Even with the devil. Amen.
Amen.
The devil can only do what God allows him to do. Amen. Because God is able. Amen. So right now I'm getting ready to go into these scriptures, this word today. Amen. Before I go into this word, I just want to say a short prayer. Father God, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today. Father God, to help to better their life, Father God, to give them a hope and to give them encouragement. Amen. And Father God, I ask you to protect that word as it goes into their spirit, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. So, as I go forth today, may it be all of you and none of me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. So I'm going back to the same thing I had last week as far as forgiveness is concerned. Amen. And my scripture reading, again, is coming from Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 13. And I'm going to read these scriptures again. Amen, as I read last week. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the Lord speaking through Isaiah. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven turneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So whatever the Lord says out of his mouth will not come back to him void, for he watches his word to perform it. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe the Lord has said something to y'all about your future. Maybe you've prayed about something and you're waiting for it. You know what I mean? But the Lord has a timing. He has a timing. But whatever he says to you will not come out of his mouth void, for he watches his word to perform it. But God has a timing. Amen?
Amen.
And sometimes, a lot of times, it doesn't happen in the time that we think, you know, but whatever it is, it will happen sooner or later. Amen. Praise God. The sermon for today has your address on it, and it is marked personal. This is true because all we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And this is coming from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. Paul stated it clearly, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And this is in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Each one of us is guilty of sins of commission. We have broken God's holy law and have done that which is contrary to God's will and to our own conscience. We are guilty of doing that which has been hurtful to others. All of us must admit that we are all sinners. Each of us is guilty of sins of omission, and we have neglected to worship God and to pray. We have refused to serve, not all of us, but some of us. We have failed to behave as we should. We have neglected and refused to give of our time and our substance to others. We have neglected to give our testimony concerning the goodness of God. Maybe God have done something really good for you, but you have kept your mouth shut and you haven't given God the glory and the honor that's due him. Amen.
Amen.
He's done things for you, but you haven't shown him how much you appreciate it by telling others what God has done for you. We have refused at times to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. We are probably guilty of more sins of omission than commission. And like I said before, my text for today is be generous to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ hath forgive you. Because, see, when we don't forgive others, then God can't forgive us.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If we're holding grudges and things like that, then God won't forgive us. He's waiting for us to forgive those that have done something to us, and you know we have an attitude. Amen.
Amen.
So my title for today is still the good news concerning forgiveness. Amen. And I'm going to the part where I've left off at. We're going to look at through forgiveness, God lets us get right with himself. He lets us get right with himself. There is no way to which sinful people can atone for their own sin, can purchase redemption from punishment, or can be good enough to earn God's favor and title to an eternity of fellowship with God. Amen.
Amen.
Because God's grace is a gift. God has given us his grace as a gift. You know what I mean? So we can't earn, like, being good. And anyway, we can't say anything about being good because our goodness is as filthy rags. Let's face it. Because God is the only good. Only good one is God. Amen?
Amen.
So people are totally helpless at the point of either purchasing or meriting the favor of God. We're helpless, you know. We really rely and depend on God. Amen?
Amen.
And even though people say they don't believe in God and they don't depend on God, but they don't realize that every breath that they breathe is God. Every
Amen.
Food that they eat is from God. Every
yes.
apple and pear that they pick off the tree is from God because he's the creator. Amen. God
Amen.
Is the creator of all things.
All things.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah described the worth of human efforts to earn the favor of God as having no more value than filthy rags. See? And this is in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. See, our goodness is like filthy rags. God offers us forgiveness as a gift of his mercy. See, he's merciful towards us. He offers us the privilege of being right with him as a free gift. That's why he sent Jesus, so that we will have a personal and intimate relationship with him. Amen?
Amen.
That we will have a right to be able to come into his presence because God is holy. Blameless, sinless, and undefiled. Forgiveness will never come by purchase or by human achievement. It comes through the grace of God who has loved us and manifested that love through Jesus Christ. David described the joy of being forgiven in Psalms 32:1, where he says, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sins are covered." You see, when we repent, God covers our sins. He mm-hmm. throws it over his shoulders and he remembers it no more when we sin. As long as we repent and we ask forgiveness, amen?
Amen.
And mean it. As long as we ask forgiveness and mean it, I'm not talking about asking his forgiveness because, see, God can see right into your heart. He can see your motives. You know what I'm saying? So when you go to him and repent, he wants you to be sincere about your repentance, that you really repent and you really mean to turn away from that sin, although you have to ask the Holy Spirit to help you with it. You know what I'm saying? Through forgiveness, God leads us to get right with others. Through forgiveness, God leads us to get right with others. The words of our text tells us that because God has given us, we should be forgiving, that God has forgiven us, we should be forgiving towards others.
Yeah.
Inevitably, each of us will experience injury at the hands of others. Some of these injuries will be accidental. Others will be deliberate. Amen. Sorry to say, others will be deliberate. There's some people that will injure you in a certain way, and it doesn't have to be physical. It could be mental.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or
yeah.
They might try to tear you down behind your back. It's deliberate. They're doing it deliberately. We can live by the law of retaliation and seek to punish those who mistreat us. But those who do so will discover that hostility within the heart brings more harm to the vessel that contains it than it does to the victim upon which it is poured. You see, a lot of times when you have hostility in your heart towards others and you do evil towards others, you think that it's going to hurt them, mm-hmm. but it really hurts you. You know
Absolutely.
Why it hurts you? Because mm-hmm. when you do evil, evil follows you.
Yes.
Did you
does.
Ever know that? Mm-hmm. That when you do evil, evil follows you?
Amen.
Because it's not God.
That's
you can't
right.
say that God is doing evil. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't do those things. So when you're following evil, you're not even following after God. You've done come out from under his umbrella, and you're in Satan's territory now. You're following after the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
You're following after the enemy. So the model prayer our Lord gave to his disciples reveals that if we would experience God's full forgiveness, we must practice forgiveness towards others.
Mm-hmm.
You know that what the prayer is. The Lord's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Forgive those you asking God's forgiveness as you forgive those who trespass against you.
Yes.
You see? And you ask God to lead you not into temptation and deliver mm-hmm. you from evil.
Yes.
You
yes.
understand? But if you have hostility towards somebody else mm-hmm. and you're practicing how to get back at them,
mm-hmm.
then that evil is going to be following you.
Amen.
You
That's
know?
Right.
You're trying to tell God to deliver you from evil, but the evil is going to be following you. Amen?
Amen.
Through forgiveness, God enables us to get right with ourselves.
Yes.
Some people find it exceedingly difficult to forgive themselves for their own sins.
Hmm.
You see, that's why when I lead a person to Christ, I always tell them that they have to forgive themselves. Because a lot of times we don't realize we have to forgive ourselves too.
That's
like
right.
we forgive others, we forgive ourselves.
Yeah,
you know, because a lot of times you do something, and so you're holding it for against yourself, and you're saying, oh, why did I do that? You know what I mean? And you're angry with your own self.
Yes.
But when you repent, you got to forgive yourself also.
Amen.
So they continually punish themselves. This is the person that won't forgive themselves. They continually punish themselves for their past mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. You're punishing yourself for your past mistakes.
Yes.
It's over with now.
That's
You're
it.
Not supposed to be looking back in the past anyway. You're supposed to be looking forward and looking to the future. How mm-hmm. are you going to grow if you're looking to the past?
You cannot.
Looking to your past mistakes. There's nothing you can do about it. It's over.
Yeah.
All you can do is repent, ask God's forgiveness, and whoever mm-hmm. you wronged, you ask their forgiveness and move forward.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
To forgive yourself is to refuse to do what God has willingly and graciously already done for you or us.
Yes.
To refuse forgiveness for ourselves is to be guilty
mm-hmm.
of painful self-destruction as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, when you don't forgive yourself, then that means you're holding something really bad against your own self. You know what I mean? You won't forgive yourself. You say, I don't know why I did that. And every time it's the same old thing, and you're looking back in the past, and you know
time.
What I mean? God yes. doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to
no.
move forward.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, because God, with God is progress.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
yes.
and raising you up to another level. Mm-hmm. How can you go up to another level and you don't even forgive yourself?
That's right.
To forgive does not mean that we condone or permit something that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
To forgive means that we renounce the mm-hmm. right to retaliate and so restore kind feelings
mm-hmm.
towards the person that wronged you and also towards yourself.
Amen.
Every pastor could bear testimony concerning the agony that some of his members experienced because of their refusal to forgive themselves for a mistake they made in the past.
Hmm.
Perhaps their feeling of guilt is a part of the wrath of God upon them because of their sin. You see, this is how they feel. They
yes.
feel like God is punishing them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when you repent, God throws your sin over his shoulders and remembers no more.
No more.
So and if you, you know, I mean, repented, but maybe you're experiencing something bad and you feel like God is doing something bad against you. Not all the time.
That's right.
Just because it might be the devil, you know what I'm saying? God might be allowing something to happen to you for you to grow.
Yeah.
Because there's certain things you have to experience. Because even though we're Christians, that doesn't mean we're not going to suffer and be in pain. You know, a lot of times I'll be suffering and in pain, and God, and I would, you know, say, well, you know, maybe God could take this away from me or something. And God will show me Jesus on the cross and how he suffered.
Right.
And what did Jesus say? Pick up your cross and follow me.
That's what he
Amen.
Said.
Amen. And what is your cross? The suffering and pain that you bear and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Paul, when Paul wanted that thorn removed from his side?
Yes.
What did God say? My grace is sufficient.
Yes, it is.
It's sufficient for you.
That's
he didn't
right.
take it from his side.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Apostle Paul could have spent his life in a mood of melancholy, self-condemnation because of his mad career of persecution before he was converted. However, when God forgave him, Paul forgave himself. Amen. Paul
Amen.
Forgave himself. So I hope you enjoyed this message. And I'm still on forgiveness. And right now I'm going to turn it back in the hands of Evangelist Hilder. And I'll be back next week, hopefully, to conclude in this forgiveness of sins. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
We want to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful word this morning. I think that deserves a hand clap praise.
Thank you,
Lord. And before we have Apostle Mother Wiggins give us the call to salvation and the benediction, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time, and we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you all doing?
Blessed, thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank
you
to God.
Beautiful. Amen. I'm going to read a poem that I wrote on the 20th of April. About 6:21 p.m., and it's entitled Profound Justice. Guilty, guilty, guilty on all three counts. Derek Chauvin was found guilty of murdering George Floyd by a knee on his neck, 9 minutes and 29 seconds. But justice has been served. I shed tears of joy as I anxiously waited and prayed. Thank you, dear Lord. As Janiyah Floyd earlier said, my daddy George is going to change the world. And I should have said Janiyah, I think that's how it's pronounced. As Janiyah Floyd earlier said, my daddy George is going to change the world. Yes, oh yes. We needed this decision. Guilty times three. We needed this verdict. D. Chauvin convicted. Don't relax yet. We still aren't completely free. Let's see what'll be his sentencing. We cry out for justice. Justice profound. Let it be because we are human beings. And so was Mr. Floyd. Long live humanity. The three charges were one, second degree, unintentional murder, found guilty. Number two, third degree murder, found guilty. Number three, second degree manslaughter, found guilty. With eyewitnesses there, mankind was blessed. A bouquet of humanity gave their testimony and rest. All ages and diverse races, God's divine providence is performed. A manifestation of justice for George Floyd is one. With a sigh of relief, we can breathe now. Found has been found. Have faith and believe God's grace and faithfulness. How so very profound. At last now, we can breathe, though not the same. We breathe for George Floyd, a man, nothing but a man. Scripture comes from the King James Version, Jeremiah 3 and 31, where it reads, for I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, and the anguish of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion that spreadeth her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is weary because of murderers. Amen, amen, and amen.
Wow. That is so touching.
Amen.
God bless you. Wow. Thank you so much.
Amen. Yeah, I'm glad that happened, you know, because that's been going on since I was young.
Before that?
Way before. Yeah,
probably before that. Well, you probably before that. That. Because when I was young, I never forgot. I had went to Queens to, you know, I had a group that we used to meet in Queens. You know, a singing group. But anyway, while I was out there, something had happened. This man was walking on the street with his son. He had a 10-year-old son. And the police officer shot his son while they were walking. I never did hear what happened with that case, you know. But, I mean, I've seen so many things over the years. But that was one of the things that I always remembered. That he was walking with his 10-year-old son, and the police officer shot his son, 10-year-old.
Wow.
They weren't running no place. They were just on the street walking.
Yep.
So this has been going on for a long, long time. This
you know,
is just dark. Believe me.
Right. Because of technology,
time.
They're seeing it more. Because
yep.
Someone said, since I don't know if they said since the trial or since George Floyd was murdered, that they've had 1,000 cases of police abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we don't hear about everything unless it's something like George Floyd and the young lady, Miss Frazier, 17-year-old mm-hmm. with the camera. Mm-hmm. We would have never known. We would have never known the truth because they reported his death as a medical crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? A medical, mm-hmm. Yes, a medical crisis out with a knee on his neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to be vigilant. We have to teach our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren to just be careful.
It's good to teach them that and everything, but even with all the carefulness and everything, you know, I'm remembering the fella that was the police officer was, it was daylight, and the fella was walking away, and he shot him in the back. You know,
yeah, I think he was
shot
away.
In the back. Two fellas.
In North Carolina, he was running away.
Yeah, shot in the back.
But thank God, unbeknownst to the cop with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So now, otherwise, we wouldn't have known that either. And in this recent case in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
when the guy was, they say he had a warrant, came to his house about 8 o'clock in the morning to arrest him. He was just pulling up. And instead of doing what they should have done, he fled. He drove off, and they shot him in the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's not being confrontational. You're trying to get out the situation. Not saying that his fleeing was right, because it wasn't. But a lot of times, and I said it before, with Sandra Bland, a lot of times we talk too much. When they stop you, you don't have to question them. You don't have to... I know my rights, and I'm going to, you don't have to say all of that.
Exactly.
You just be quiet and let him do his job. He may give you a ticket, but he won't necessarily pull out a gun and shoot you. You
right.
know, fight that in the court or fight that when you go fight the ticket. But when you fight for your life and you get shot for no reason other than trying to say, you know, I'm a veteran and I'm serving this, they don't care. They really don't care. They're probably upset because you are in the service, you know?
Yeah.
So we have to learn to watch our mouths and watch our backs and keep prayer, keep God in the forefront of everything that we do.
Yeah.
And I can imagine how men feel, black men. I was with a person one time, and he was walking me outside. It was nighttime, and he said, let me get my ID. You're just going downstairs. I didn't say that, but he said, let me get my ID. They are living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. But hopefully this whole thing is better to
better. God's still good.
You know. It's when men have a hatred in their heart, you know, or a prejudice. They feel that nobody is as good as them.
Evil. Just plain evil.
They're the only ones supposed to be on this planet. Sometimes I be telling God, I said, they feel like God made a mistake when he made us. God doesn't make a mistake.
God don't make mistakes.
That's right.
And he knows what's going on. Before you tell him,
and sooner or later you're gonna pay the piper because you know what I mean. When you do things and you think you're getting away with it, you're not gonna get away with it.
Right.
Sooner or later.
And it might take years. Just look at the Emmett Till case, where he was. I didn't know it was Bob Wyatt involved, but they had beat him up. I don't know if they shot him. His face was unrecognizable.
I remember
if you're old enough, I know you remember that, and they're still talking about it. And threw him in the bottom of the Tallahatchie River because they said a white woman said he whistled at her. This is in Mississippi. Now, about 5 years ago, she confessed, no, he didn't whistle at me. So why you going to tell a lie like that? But she, I'm just talking about consequences. It comes up sooner or later. It took a long time, like 50-something or 60-something years. It's been 66 years since this man was brutally, this child was brutally murdered in Mississippi. All right, but it comes up sooner or later. I don't know how they can live with themselves. The three men that were accused, I understand they got off free. White jury, you know that, in the South. But the truth comes to the light.
Amen.
Yeah, well, I think they probably knew that he didn't do that, but they was using that as an excuse.
I think they believe the woman. That's in the days when if a white woman says it happened, it happened.
Okay. This is, ladies, at this time we're going to have Pastor Mother Wiggins give the call to salvation and the benediction, and our speaker is on for our next program, so we're going to have Mother do that, and then we're going to go straight into talking the sanctuary. Amen?
Amen. So if there's any of you out there that want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you want to come into God's kingdom, this is your time now. Amen. Praise God. All you have to do is repeat this short prayer after me. Today, I give you my heart, wash it, and cleanse it.
Today, I give you my heart, wash it, and cleanse it.
I repent of my sins, and I ask your forgiveness.
I repent of my sins, and I ask your forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I believe you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as Lord and Savior over my life.
If any of you have said this short prayer out there, I don't know how many of you there are, we welcome you to the body of Christ. And I know that all heaven is rejoicing. When you said that short prayer, the Holy Spirit came to reside inside of you. Don't be afraid, because the Holy Spirit, it will guide you into all truth. And he is the divine teacher. So if you don't have a church home, just ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right place. Could be to any of the churches that are starting to open up, or it could be online. Amen. But ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right place. Amen. Where you can hear the word. You can grow, and you can fellowship with other believers. Again, we welcome you into the body of Christ. As it says in Romans chapter 11, verse 33-36, it says, "Oh, how great our God's riches, wisdom, and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give him advice? And who can give him so much that he needs to pay it back? For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is extended for his glory. All glory to him forever. Amen. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and let us all say amen."
Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come with our talk in the sanctuary. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this morning? Unmute.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. God bless you.
God bless you too.
I was going to say y'all up bright and early, but I guess it's not bright and early there.
Yes,
but
it
good
is.
Morning.
It's only
good morning.
After 11.
11 o'clock?
11:06 or 7.
It's 8 o'clock here. Thank you.
Oh, 8 o'clock in the morning?
Whoa. Yeah, that's
wow.
What I'm saying. I was going to say, you know, y'all rose up bright and early, but it's 8 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh,
I got up from the bed a little bit ago. I'm telling you, I don't care what nobody says, Jesus is real. He is real.
Amen.
God is real. I don't even understand how people still wonder about it. He is real.
Mm-hmm.
I got up from the bed, came in here, I said, let me, because my body is on this time thing now. So I got up at 6 o'clock because that's the time we get up. We roll over to go to work. I got up, I said, let me go just sit in the living room and get myself together. So I came and sat in the living room, but you know that sitting turned to a posture. A laid down posture. I laid down on that couch. I said, shoot, I got a couple of hours. So I laid back down and I heard the TV. I heard Joel Osteen and all kind of stuff going on. God is awesome. I heard all kind of things going on in the background. Joel was talking about a parrot and a thief broke in the house and Perry said, I need to warn you, Jesus is here. He said, are you talking? The details of Perry, are you talking? Yeah. I need to warn you, Jesus is here. And he says, Jesus, well, who are you? And the Perry says, Moses. I know y'all seen it on Joel this morning.
No,
I ain't tripping. I know what I'm hearing. And the Perry says, he says to the Perry, what's your name? The parrot says, Moses. And so the thief says, what kind of people name a parrot Moses? He said, the same kind of people that named that 150-pound Rockwaller Jesus. I told you he's here. And I heard that, and I started laughing. And I said, okay, must be time for me to get up because I could not stop laughing. I can just imagine the thief's face when he turned around and seen Jesus coming. I said, you won't break in nobody else's house, I bet you.
I love Joel Osteen's, when he makes
his joke. I mean, his opening sentences,
yeah.
His jokes are really, really good. You'd be like, Joel, where do you get this stuff? You know, you know he hears it from other people, and some of it is just his. But I just bust up laughing. And I turned my head over. I said, go ahead, talk, Joel. I'll be right here. When I looked again, Joel was saying, thanks for tuning in. I said, Joel is over? Oh,
yeah.
My God. I just seen him a minute ago doing the joke. I tell you, when you go to lay back down, that minute will be a 30-minute quickly. Because I thought I had just laid down. And after the joke, I said, I'm going to just lay here and listen to Joel. I look again, thanks for tuning in. I said, thanks for tuning in. How long was I asleep? And then I turned on the thing. That was Joel's second episode. That wasn't the first one. I said, oh, my God. I've been asleep for an hour. But anyway, we bless God for this morning. We are well. We're alive. We're here. You know, that's what Whoopi Goldberg said in The Color Purple. She said, I may be ugly. I may be stupid. I may be black. But thank God I'm here. I'm here. I said, you better go ahead. She said, I'm here. I'm still here. Oh, my goodness. So we thank God this morning that we're still here.
Yes, we
are. Thank God for that. You know, I know that there was times when people would be so upset because they woke up and they were still here.
Mm.
You know? they would get so angry because they were still here. Because some of them, their bodies was wrecking with pain. So if their bodies was wrecking with pain, their mind was wrecking with pain. Yes. And they just didn't want to be here anymore. They were tired. They gave up. Mm-hmm. They said, I don't want to survive like this. You know, so they got angry for being here. Well, I'm saying, Lord, it's however many days you see fit to let me be here, I'm going to be like Whoopi. Thank God I'm here.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless God. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do, oh God. Thank you for those that have given ear to hear what thus says the Lord. Thank you for those that are going to participate in this talk hour, oh God. We pray that you would have your way and everything that gets spoken in love. Everything is received in love and shared with kindness. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name. Now bless this talk hour right now. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Praise God.
You'd be surprised how the Holy Ghost operates, you know. And I'm with him. You know, he don't say it that often. He say it every now and again. But I'm with the Holy Ghost. He don't get enough credit for what he does. You know, you ever went to school and the teacher was saying, shoot, they don't pay me enough for all this here. You know, and the kids just acting up, doing whatever. And the teacher saying, they don't pay me enough for all this. Well, I just imagine, you know, this is me. I just imagine that the Holy Ghost, you know, I don't get enough credit for all that I do. You know, I get blamed, but I don't get enough credit because, you know, the Father and the Son looking at him going, why didn't you tell her there was danger over there? Why didn't you show them? And he's sitting there going, I did. They overrode me. They didn't want to hear it, but I showed them and I told them. I'm not just down here sitting here having a vacation. I'm constantly working, but they don't appreciate my work. Ooh. One day I'll preach on that.
Amen.
He said they're not appreciating my work because they're not taking ear, giving ear to hear wisdom. I'm the teacher. I know right from wrong, but they don't want to listen. Well, I feel like King David again. I just don't want you, whatever you take, God, don't take your spirit away from me. I'm not going to be able to make it without him. And so, Holy Ghost, this morning, we say thank you, Father God, for the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We need him.
Yes.
We need him more than we realize we need him. Yeah, you're not doing this on your own. If Jesus up there sitting at the right hand of the Father, we need the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
or for some of you, we need the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's leading and guiding us in the ways that the Father would have us to go. He's helping us to understand, to see, to come into the knowledge of those things we have no knowledge of. Yeah. We, you know, I get in the habit of saying, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank all three.
That's right. That's what we're supposed to do.
Because all three of them have a different role in my life, even though they're one. Right?
Yes.
That's like somebody coming in saying, thank you, Mother. Thank you, Mother-in-law. Thank you, Sister. You know, they all the same person. But you want to say thank you. I thank God for Apostle R.D. Wiggins, the visionary of the line, that he even brought together the team to get this started up and running. And even though he's in another part of the vineyard, still doing stuff, we thank God for him having came and got this part started. We thank God for Evangelist Hilda, the assistant pastor, that's been running side by side with them since they started. They went through House of Manessa, Church Beyond Walls, Pray One for Another. I mean, we were just going through the title. I said, okay, we got a new name again. You know, mm-hmm. now it's our House of the Lord online ministry. You know, mm-hmm. the ministry is the same, but whatever God says, okay, for this hour, we are a church beyond walls. For this hour, we are praying one for another, you know, mm-hmm. because however God sees fit for us to come across to the people so that they can receive what does of the Lord, that's what he does.
Amen.
I tell you, my favorite was pray one for another.
Still is mine.
Yeah, because we spent a lot of time getting on praying the prayer of thanksgiving, praying the prayer of supplication, praying for the needs of others, intercessory prayer, you know? There's nothing better than prayer, I'm trying to tell you. If you wake up and you start your day off with prayer, you started your day off right.
That's right.
Because you understand that the word says, the prayer of thanksgiving, you wake up going, God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, I bless your holy name.
Yes. Yes.
That's the prayer of thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing better than starting your day off with prayer.
That's right.
Yeah. So we thank God for Apostle Wiggins, Evangelist Hilda. We thank God for Apostle Mother Wiggins. Thank God. I hear your voice in the background. I've been missing you on Thursday, but I hear you now. So thank God for you. I know every now and again people say, okay, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on for Block Talk Radio. And they holding on till 7 o'clock. 6:58, pow, they knocked out. And then they wake up about 8:30 and go, did I miss it? Oh, my God,
yes.
I was waiting for it. Yeah, and that sleep come on about 6:58. Because I know a couple of people, including myself, I be waiting for it, waiting for it, waiting for it. Then I get sleepy. And I don't even know how I missed it, but I did. But I thank God that he does wake me up when he sees me showing effort. Here's the thing. God sees you showing effort.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely does meet us right where we are. If you want it and he wants you to have it, he's going to make sure you get it.
That's right.
That's good news for everybody. We thank God for all of the fivefold leaders, everybody that has been chucking along with Block Talk Radio and us. We thank God for your participation, for every household that continues to listen and give ear to hear what thus says the Lord. Thank God for all of you. We bless your holy name. My goodness, last week, y'all, I tell you, I have to watch out for my minutes. But I know I said it last week and the week before. I really am going to get a new phone. Because this $30 phone don't give me enough minutes. I don't know. I don't get enough minutes. Because as soon as I get started, the man come on and said, your minutes have expired. Click. You're like, oh, it's like that? You just cut people off, bring you to shame and everything, right? Because you can't get right back on. You got to dial 611 and tell them, give me some more minutes, hurry up. I'm going to pay the money, pay the money. Okay, hold on, let me look into your account. Wait, I got to validate that's you calling about your account. Lady,
oh,
give
goodness.
Me some more minutes. And you got to go through this whole drug out thing. And they said, first I have to validate that it's you. We don't want anyone hacking into your account. Why would I call to pay for somebody else to get minutes? I understand, but this is the procedures we have to follow. So what's your code? Okay.
Oh,
what's the last state you were in? You guys, really? Can I give you the $3 you give me the minutes that I can keep stepping? No. So don't run out of minutes anymore, Kathy. But I'm trying to tell you, they're like, your minutes have expired. Click.
Mm.
And then you look like Boo Boo the Fool. Imagine if I had Bishop and all them on the line and I'm talking real good and they listening and they're pow, the minutes have expired.
Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing because they say, wow, you didn't know how many minutes you had? No, it's not that.
But
I think
who
I can
even does that
bit.
Anymore?
Me.
I think you're about the only one.
I know, because I keep holding on to this $30 a month bill. Everybody else, I'm trying to tell you, I seen Evangelist held the phone, and I went, oh, my God. Me and my other sister, we looking at the phone going, wow. Look at all this stuff her phone does. And we looked at each other and went, we don't care. We keep it our little phone. We keep it our little phone. We had trouble storing 3 pictures on our phone. We had like 200 and some pictures on our phone. And we were going through all the phone. The funny part was she was in there sleeping. And we had to wait. My sister said, just don't come with me. Let me do it. I said, okay, but hurry up. So she goes and she grabbed the phone and she comes. She says, sneaky, look at all these pictures she's been taking. Oh, my God. Family will keep you laughing. I'm trying to tell you. And while we scrolling through the phone, who come creeping in there? We looked up. We went, uh-oh. And she was looking at it. What y'all doing? Nothing. With the phone in our hand. Nothing. Just looking at some pictures. Oh. So we like, go back to bed. You know you tired. No, I'm not. I'm coming in here with y'all. Y'all doing something y'all ain't got no minutes doing. Yeah, we scrolling through this expensive phone. But I like other people's phones, but I just can't give up my $30. But you miss out on a lot when you only pay $30. I ain't lying. You really do.
Yeah.
You know, you might as well have a flip-up phone for $30.
Hello.
Well, bless God for all of you tuning in. I know, right? You might as well have a flip-up. Some people still got that, what you call that phone? Where you go, oh, you pay as you go or something.
Oh,
you
no.
go and pay and then they get
that. Mm-mm.
You pay and you get the phone and whatever you pay as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys for joining us this morning, afternoon. It is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It really
is.
And every time God just gently touches my shoulders and wakes me up, he blesses me. Before we got cut off last week, and I don't know if y'all continued with it, we were talking about recognizing temptation. And I'm trying to understand. I know that a lot of us believe we recognize when temptation is coming our way. But the thing is, it's not always called temptation. Sometimes temptation is named by his father, Satan, right? So it doesn't, you don't see temptation. You say, do you recognize when Satan is coming into your life and doing things and distracting you and all that? Do we always recognize when he's coming? Temptation is just one of Satan's kids. Yeah, because that's a demon.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of Satan's kids, right? So
got
we got to go on. By his father's name. Do we always recognize when Satan shows up at your door? Some people say, I recognize. They say, I recognize temptation. Temptation is only one of the kids. So that's why we took it to the next level. I say, okay, well, do you recognize when his father comes on the scene, his father being Satan, right? And some people say, I recognize when it comes. And I'm saying there are times when he comes, he could have came and left, and I don't recognize it until he's gone. And then I recognize that's what he was doing. But we know that in the word it says, in the later days, in the last days, even the elite may be fooled. The person that has the strongest relationship, wise to God, boys and stuff like that, they may be fooled, right? So that lets us know the possibility exists for Satan to fool us. And I still believe that he does come upon God's people at times, and they don't see him coming. And they don't recognize. Well, maybe you done been in the Word for years and years and years. Now you can recognize. You know, because I know some of the mothers be in the churches turning around going, that's all you got? That's all you got? And I'm sitting there as a young woman going, who are they talking to? You know, but they be saying it out loud. They scared to talk to them spirits. And I'm saying, who are they talking to? You know, they stand up and go, that's all you got? You better come with more than that. And you're looking, have you guys ever experienced mothers being so bold in the church that they really want to just take them demons by the horn and swing them all through the church, you know?
Wow.
And you say, I want to be strong like that one day. That takes a lot of studying. That takes a lot of faith. That takes a lot of trust. That takes a lot of discipline. Discipline meaning you have to really, really, really give ear to hear what thus says the Lord. When is he speaking? Through the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Spirit. Mm. Yeah. He's there to let us know what's going on, right? He's our warning sign. And so we were talking about temptation. I'm going to close out on temptation and go to the next thing. But does anyone have anything to add? I think we left off with it. Does anyone have anything to add in regards to recognizing temptation when it comes at your door? Oh, I know what. Go ahead, Mother.
I was thinking about something while you were talking, something I experienced years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not long. I experienced something years ago. When I was in the church, I was with them a long time, and I was with the choir and like that. But we had somebody that was playing for the church and for the choir. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying when you're sensitive to the spirit, I don't know, the spirit alerts you on something that's happening. You know, it was while I was in a rehearsal. I happened to turn around, and the person that was playing for the church was stealing something from me.
Oh,
and I caught them in the act. Because the Holy Spirit will just have you, you know what I'm saying? When you have the Holy Spirit, it's really powerful. The Holy Spirit will show
you stuff.
People will think they're hiding from you, and the Holy Spirit will put it right out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I don't say nothing to people because the Holy Spirit shows me a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't that much with things at that time, but the Holy Spirit was working in me at that time. If people try to steal from me, when I turn around, I'll catch them right in the act of what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? And I looked at her and I said, "Oh, look at that." You know what I'm saying? I got to a point that if I had a pin or anything, I wouldn't even put it on my coat and put it in church. But somebody would, you know, you think that in the church you can trust people in the church, but they were stealing stuff. Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to say that a little bit, but I'm just saying that it pays that's why it pays to be led by the Spirit. It really do. I saw a lot of things that the Holy Spirit used to open my eyes up to. You know, people would be supposed to be hiding it from me. And I would see it. I could see it because the Holy Spirit would show me. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Amen. So with that being said there, we know that the Holy Spirit is going to show you, you know. He's going to keep you alert. If you are connected to God, have a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit is going to show you a whole bunch of stuff. But how much of it are you going to override? Right? Because I know that there's been some times, I didn't say anything. I didn't act unruly. I just stopped packing up my stuff saying, let me get out of here. You know, but I got to keep going back to this because I keep looking at my sister going, why are you letting them affect you? Come on. You know that's the devil. You just preach that awesome word. I got saved, and bless her heart. My sister said, I got saved. I was preaching out on my patio on the little porch thing there. And my sister came outside and said, okay, I'm going to go to church with you today. So she came and she sat outside. And she listened to the word, and then she started jumping up, and I just kept on going. I wasn't paying her too much attention. She was jumping up. And so later on, she said, oh, I thank God I got saved. I got saved. I just got saved. And I said, okay. So she called her son and some of her friends, and she said, I got saved today. I got saved today. And that was the first time in my mind that I thought that, you know, a person could just be sitting there, bam, they got saved, you know. So she said she got saved. So the next day I go out and, you know, people are coming at me in a long way. I said, you know what, let me get myself and get up out of here. But she was the one sitting at the corner of that table and go, don't move. Don't say anything. That's the devil. He wants to mess you up. But that was one of the times when I overrode what the Spirit of God was saying, because I felt like, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and let y'all say this about me. I'm just going to get up out of here. But I kept hearing her in the corner going, just don't go nowhere. Be still. It's okay. God's got you. Did not preach that good word and let me get saved for them to come and destroy it now. You see what I'm saying? But guess what I did? I still jumped up, paid for my meal, got my stuff together. Let's go. If you riding in my car, let's go.
Oh,
you know,
man,
and so I overrode what the Spirit of God was saying. And guess who he used to say it? The person that was sitting there going, wait a minute, you just preached that awesome word yesterday and I got saved. Don't do anything. It's fine. Don't pay them no mind. They're trying to trip you up. But I think because in my mind, I was looking at her being her at the time. Mm. My sister, I'm looking at her, and I'm going, Addie, just stop. So I'm still getting up and going, but I wasn't listening to the words she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying, don't let them affect you. Don't let them tear you down. You just preach the awesome word I got saved. You know, and she was saying some good stuff that should have got me to stop and just be still, because it really was okay. But I couldn't even hear her. I just kept on going. She said, you don't see what the devil is doing? He's trying to trick you. That's all. And with that being said, you've got to understand the devil doesn't like anybody. So he doesn't care who he uses to mess you up. He'll use your children. He'll use your spouse. He'll use your family. He does not care.
Mm-hmm.
He want to see y'all going at it so he can sit
right.
back and go, ha, 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 ha.
That's right.
He does not care, you know. And I'm thinking that if we recognize the fact that he really does not care about us, he doesn't love us, he don't even like us, right? He could care less about any of us. Then why do we allow him? Because we don't see it coming. But as you grow into the knowledge of God and get that much closer with God, there are times when you do see him coming. There are times when you see his work at hand, right? And why do you, you know, allow yourself to get tripped up by him? I thank God that, no, I'm not going to argue with you. No, I'm not going to fuss and cuss. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. But I will pack up my stuff and leave. I'm not going to sit in that environment, you know. But I'm one of those people, I have never liked confrontation. I don't like it. It's nasty. It's ugly, you know. And most of the time when people are being confrontational, they're not looking at the ones that are really being hurt by that confrontation, right? Because there's always somebody on the sidelines listening and they're more upset by you two going at it. I think I had Apostle Jackson stop me one time. She said, don't indulge in that. Don't get involved in that. You're better than that. No, that's not what it's all about. And I think Mother said it a couple of times back in the early days when we came on and, you know, and I want to say the leader told us, you know, confrontation is good. It keeps the people listening. No, confrontation ain't always good, especially when it's God's people.
That's
not a good thing.
That's what Satan wants, for God's people to tear each other down. That's not God.
To tear each other down.
That's not God's way. So, no, I don't get
into
confrontation with anyone. In fact, Mother and I was talking about that last night after this message, you know.
Yeah.
I'd rather walk away than sit there and go back and forth with you. No, that's not my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's not God's way. And if
Thank
you say
you
are
okay,
Christian,
well, I don't feel
don't,
so bad now. I got it from somewhere.
You don't tear
you hear me?
Each other's down.
I said I don't feel so bad now. I got it from somewhere.
Okay.
When I say that, you know, when someone is coming at me, I'll get up and walk away. I must have been looking at my sister get up and walk away all them years.
Listen.
Because I'm here to tell you, she can tell you, we got some fighters in our family. They just crazy. They come out there and start fighting, arguing, fussing, you know. But she's one of the ones, she will get up and walk away, you know.
Yep.
She's not going to say anything to anybody. She's going to grab her stuff and take off, and I'll do the same thing. And I told them on my job yesterday, I said, I'm really tired of all these ladies coming at me. They need to stop it. Because the lady that's training me, she don't want to leave. And she's almost time to go. But she's been there 30 years, so she's kicking and screaming. She don't want to leave. You know, she
so
wants
to
leave.
Why aren't they making her leave?
She told them she wanted to leave.
Oh.
Right? She said, it's time for me to retire. And what she really meant was, I only want to retire part-time. I want to still come here part-time.
I see.
But she told them she was retiring, so they got a replacement for her. But she loves being involved. She just, certain parts of the job, she don't want to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, man, if y'all don't stop with all these stupid emails and stuff like that. And I told the guy that's over finance, I said, it's not that I'm afraid of these women. I'm afraid of me, right? Because eventually, Kathy's going to show up. And Kathy's supposed to be dead, buried, gone. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Right?
I said, but they just keep plucking and plucking. And Kathy's trying to come up out the grave. And I'm trying to keep my foot on her so she don't rise up. You know, she's dead and gone, and I'm a new creature. But my thing is that because I don't want Kathy to rise and shine, I have to keep my foot on Kathy, and the woman of God that you now see is the one that's taken over. And so I said, where you going? You know you dead. Stay down there. So I told him, I said, so because I can't say what I want to say. And he said, well, we all have a choice. He said, no, I cannot say it. Because I love God way more than I want to go at it with this person. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say it. So that's why he says, I don't understand. Why do you have tears in your eyes? That's why. Because those tears are saying, you don't know how hard it is sometimes to hold that other one down, right? Mm-hmm. With this one constantly plucking, literally try to put a hand on my leg and lift it up so that Kathy could rise up out that grave. I said, girl, you just don't know. Let me be. So I walk out, and I got tears in my eyes because I don't want to get into that, and I walk out, you know. And I know that we all have a choice, right? We act like we don't have a choice, but we do. We have a choice in what we say, what we do, how we treat others. We have a choice.
Yes, we do.
Right? But what choice are you going to choose? Are you going to show that you're an ambassador for Christ? Or are you going to show that you're an imp for Satan?
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I'm not no imp. I'm an ambassador. I don't know about anybody else. I want to be an ambassador. And even when I fall short, I wipe myself off and say, Lord, forgive me. Let me do it again. And he give me another chance and another chance and another chance so I could do better.
Could I say something?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
You know, sometimes when you hold your peace, God takes care of it, and he takes care of it better than you would.
Absolutely.
He worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's times when you speak, just like what the Bible says, there's a time to speak and there's a time to hold your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have to know when that time is.
Exactly.
There's a time that you be quiet and let God take care of it. You know, or even sometimes God will even tell you, you know, I'll take care of it. And so you just back off and let him take care of it.
Yeah.
Because he can take care of it better than we can ever take care of it. You know, he sorts it out. He knows what to do. And he does it much better than we could ever do it.
Yes, he does. Yes,
I'm not
does.
Saying you don't always. There's times when you have to speak up, but there's times when you should hold your tongue.
Yes.
You know, and not be doing all that kind of talking, you know, and speaking up. And because not only that, you lose your self-control.
Yes.
Then you don't have no
But mother, what about yes. those people, mother, that say, you know, they're a child of God and you know, they're doing all these things and saying all these things, but they still believe they're a child of God and they're doing what they, you know, felt in their spirit to do. Well, I don't know what spirit they're operating in if they're doing stuff that's not a part.
The spirit
but,
of God.
You know, yeah, they saying, I'm doing what God told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
No, because, you know, there's a lot of, look at Paul. Paul said it. He thought he was doing what God wanted him to do. By killing
mm-hmm.
Christians.
Yeah.
Why would God tell you to kill your own?
Exactly.
No, God wouldn't tell you to do that.
No.
You see what I'm saying? That's what confrontation
mm-hmm.
does. You're killing people
yeah.
off with your tongue. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because you're hurting them. All this conflict in the atmosphere. Yeah. That's and we talked about that the week before, the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Because what you say,
so they tell you that God told them to tell somebody off or hurt somebody or something.
That's not
what were
Here's
they doing.
The thing. Here's the thing: every time they say they are man of God or woman of God or child of God or whatever, and they doing these things, they're saying this is what I do for God. No, it's not. God is not in that characteristic of yours. Yeah, for God. They're doing it because, you know, I'm a child of God. Oh, God, they got this new word out. I don't know how new it is, but they say it all the time now. I'm just being transparent. I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
really?
Okay.
Come on now. So we talked about the power of the tongue. We talked about recognizing temptation. We talked about doers of the word. I'm going down this little list that I had because it was so many of them. Let's talk about this one last thing before we get off. Let's talk about money and God.
Ooh.
And how easy is it for some people to take on money as their God? Ooh. Ooh, mother, let's talk about money and God. How easy do you think, or better yet, let me rephrase it. Do you think that some people have the ability to take on money as their God?
Yeah, they put money first before God. They don't love God and put him first. he's the one that power to get wealth, right? God is the one that gives you the power to get wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And but they don't put God first. They put money first. They love money before God. You know what I mean? But it should be God before the money. Because when you love God and you put him first, all the other things will follow after.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. What do you think about ambitious people? They always want more. They got to have more. They out there trying to gain more money and do all that. What do you think?
Ambitious people. Well,
they keep going after the money, you know.
Well, if they have a family, you know, they have to take care of their family. God expects us to take care of our family. You know what I mean? God knows that we have to pay our rent because he doesn't want us to owe anybody anything. We shouldn't be owing our rent money. You know what I mean? And because you can't live in people's house for free. They got their bills to pay.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He expects you, you know what I mean, if God is blessing you to get money, you know what I mean, God could be blessing you because maybe you're giving into his kingdom, you're paying your tithes and stuff, you're giving to the poor and all of that. It depends on what these people are doing, you know, how they're living, what they're doing. I mean, but if you're blessing people, you're paying your tithes, you know what I mean? You're being a good steward over your money and not wasting it. You're paying your bills on time. Then God will bless you. You know, he might bless you with more money.
I think that sometimes ambitious people lose sight. They get so ambitious, you know, to get the money, to have more things, to get this better life or whatever. When I say they lose sight, they get so focused on getting more money so they can get this, they can do this, they can do that. They lose sight of God.
Yeah, well, that's what's bad if you lose sight of God.
Yeah.
You see, if you have God first in everything and you do it, you're being ambitious, I believe that's okay. You know what I mean? God doesn't mind you getting a car.
Yeah, because he's directing you. He's leading and guiding you all through. Yeah.
But not only you know, when we're prosperous, we show what God can do. I mean, if you're trying to minister to people, and everything is broken down for you, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying. I think because a lot of times when I would go to church or anything like that, you know what I mean, I would always try to look the nicest I can, you know what I mean, because I felt like I represent God, you know what I mean, and God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, you know what I'm saying, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He don't mind you having stuff as long as you don't put that stuff before him.
That's right.
Right.
Which
and
you're
I
not worshiping.
When we make the money God, when we make our money God, we are bowing down to our money and we're forgetting about God. That means you're no longer spending time with God. You're no longer going to church. You're no longer fasting or living that lifestyle where God was in the center of your lifestyle. Now it's all about your money. That's when it becomes wrong.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
the money
right.
takes over,
yeah.
you know what I mean, and you no longer have that relationship with God.
Right.
Your priority has become the money rather than your God that gave you the money.
Making the money.
Right? That's
idol.
What God tells us all, to stay humble.
Mm-hmm.
Stay humble because he knows he's going to bless us, but I need you to stay humble, stay connected.
That's right.
You know, don't let what I bless you with take you away from me.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it. That is it.
You know, when the blessing starts causing you to drift away and you study saying, God bless me, he blessed me. But now you way over there on Front Street when you're supposed to be, you know where Front Street is, right?
No,
that's the street that Paul was coming down when he was blind.
Oh.
Oh.
And so you way over on Front Street when you're supposed to be back here with God. Because guess what? When you have the money and you have God in the middle, he is the head of your life and he is in the middle of everything. Trust me, the money never stops flowing.
That's true.
He will make sure you always have what you need. He will make sure you're always provided for. But when you take him out of the equation,
mm-hmm.
right, now you find yourself doing all kind of stuff over here with the money. You getting acting the fool because you don't want nobody to get your money. You know, your thinking is not the same as it is when you have God in the midst of everything. That's leading and guiding you and directing you. So Mother, how do you feel? Or Dr. Hilda, whoever's on the line, how do you feel when God starts blessing you or a person? The person is getting blessed and here's all this money and everything. It's like, wow, God is blessing me. But that's the only time they say God is to let everybody know, God bless me with this. But there's no more God because we no longer going to church. We no longer helping people. We no longer taking on the characteristics of God with love and forgiveness and all of this, right? But yet we say we are a child of God. Do you think we are? Anybody?
Well, you're not having a close relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? You're going farther away from God. You know, because you're not having that relationship with him. Are you not?
But can you still say that you're a child?
Okay. I told Pastor Kathy, there she go with that $30 phone and ran out of minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But the thing about it is that, you know, as long as you're using your money to help other people, for me, I still consider you as a child of God because you're not keeping everything to yourself. You're still helping other people, whether people know what you're doing or not. God knows what you're doing. You could send like a donation to this person in this country or to the children or feed the children or St. Jude's or whatever. As long as you are sharing your blessings, of course God mm-hmm. is going to bless you. Go ahead, Mother.
But you know, if a person accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, isn't it hard to say that they're not a child of God? Because, you know, we're all on different levels.
Yes.
And maybe they just need time to grow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, we're all on different levels. Some people are babes in Christ. You know what I mean? They're still doing the things of the world and stuff like that. You can't say that they're not a child of God. You know what I mean? God is just working on them to bring them up to a certain level.
Yes, that's what Kathy's saying, that she apologized. She's sorry, and she don't know why. Now she's calling me. Yes, Pastor Kathy.
Lord God, I have no idea why they cut me off this time. I had it more minutes. You know what? They just try to bring me to shame.
Oh, hello. They are telling you that God has blessed you, so go get a new phone and get a money. Oh my God!
I'm out of tea here, but ain't too expensive. I might need to upgrade.
Don't worry about the expense. God will take care of it. God will take care of it.
This is too much. And I'm right in the middle of saying, well, do you think that the person is way over in the left field? Do you think they still a child of God? The thing just, I said, what is going on? Now, I don't know why it cut me off because I just added more minutes. But yeah, you're right. I guess it's like, okay, you need a new phone, sister, because we're going to balance you till you get one.
Amen.
That's a shame.
Now start listening to everybody when they tell you, why don't you get a new phone? Upgrade your phone. Stop being so stubborn.
Because I'm thinking it's just a phone. Who cares about the phone?
Hello.
Only thing is that I use it for Block Talk Radio, so yeah, I guess.
No, you don't use it just for Block Talk Radio. You use it for everything else.
Yeah, but for everything else, it doesn't require minutes.
Oh.
Only for Block Talk Radio. And I'm going
Because it's out of your network, that's why.
Yeah, so I got to pay. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, so I paid the extra few dollars. Why are y'all still embarrassing me?
They're trying to tear you up.
So, when you pay,
how much?
Plan, but if it don't work, they try to tell me $70. I'm like, not for no phone. I don't think so.
Mother is saying something. Go ahead, Mother.
When you pay that money, how much minutes do they give you?
They say they give me 300 minutes.
Oh, they give you 300 minutes?
That's what they said. When I renew it, like the last week when I renewed it, I got 150 minutes added to what I already have, but I get 300 every time I pay it.
Oh, so would you have to pay like $30 for 300 minutes or something like that?
$3.
Oh, my gosh.
And you don't think God is worth more than that? But God used to tell me to give the person a quarter when they people used to meet me. And you know what I said? I said, you know, I think God is worth more money than that.
Amen.
I mean, if he's taking care of you and everything like that, you know what I mean?
But I'm going to go out and see if I can get another phone today. I'm going to see what they can do for me. Because this is ridiculous.
Can't you keep the same phone and just pay a more extra money and to have a lot more minutes than that, which you get.
Okay, I could do that.
You could pay like, instead of paying $3, why don't you pay like $10, something like that, to get more minutes.
$6.
That's not a lot.
Oh my God, $6, woman.
Okay, $6.
Listen, we're going to help him back, too, not just your phone company.
Yeah, I'm not telling nobody about my phone issues.
It's too late. Everybody already know.
And God said, well, you know what? I'm taking care of you and everything, and you were crying over $3 for some minutes.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you.
Think about it when you eat that bite of food and you ride in your car and all of that.
Okay, Pastor Kathy. Prayers out of here.
Doing and all that you're going to do, oh God. Thank you for life up and strength, oh God. Thank you for educating us on the things we need to be educated on. There are times when we don't see because it's right there in front of us, and it takes others. It takes us telling someone else for us to see. We need to apply to our own lives, oh God. And we hear what you're saying, that you are blessing us enough to stay connected to you. So we thank you, oh God, for those words of wisdom. We thank you for your loving kindness. All that you've done, doing, and are going to do, continue to bless and watch over each and every last one of us continue to lead and guide us in the way you would have us to go, oh God. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. Every time we go out, oh God, let us represent you in a manner that is pleasing unto you. We love you, we honor you, we adore you. We pray that everyone under the sound of our voice have heard something, and somebody is saying, what must I do to be saved? God bless you, God. We love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Next week when you come on, we hope that you're going to be on a new phone.
No, I'm going to have some
She love
said, you guys.
Love you too.
Okay, love you.
Oh, my goodness. Pastor Cassie is a riot. But come on, man. It's time to upgrade. She had that phone ever since God knows when. And it's time to just let it go, and get a new phone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you waste more money with, you know, buying minutes. And to me, buying minutes, like those minutes go, like, too quick and too fast. So I'd rather just go head on and get the unlimited minutes of text and all, whatever they give me, you know. Then,
yeah, that's what I have, unlimited.
Right, and just pay the monthly bill, but, you know.
And then you don't worry about it, you know what I mean? Because things will come up and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Now, suppose she would have been in the middle of preaching in a big church on the mm-hmm. phone, and then you get cut off. Do you know how embarrassing that is?
Mm. And suppose she have an emergency and she's
exactly.
have an emergency and she mm-hmm. need to talk on the phone. That's very dangerous.
Yep, very. Very. So hopefully she'll go out there and get a new phone, because her husband been telling her for the longest to go and get a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hate to say that, you know, she's a cheap person, but when it comes down to your phone, I just consider you as being cheap.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it, you know, like, you can't say that you can't afford a phone, because you can, because God has blessed you the same way, well, somewhat different or whatever, the same way he blesses everyone else that is serving him. So,
that's right.
And then hopefully, because if she didn't, I was going to just buy a phone and send it to her, because you can't keep doing God's work over the block talk, and then you keep getting cut off in the middle of when the conversation or the message is, you know, for everyone to hear. So you can't keep getting cut off for that.
That's right, and that's why I bought two. That's why I have two phones.
Right.
So if one ain't working,
the other one will.
The other one will. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm.
Because I think God is worth that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he have you on ministering, he's worth.
He's,
you know,
worth
he's
more than
for you.
You can never pay God back for what he does for you. So, I mean, like, when it comes to God's work, but I will do what I have to do within God's
you
will.
Do what it takes.
Yep.
What it takes.
That's right.
No,
absolutely. Even if I let something else go, but I'm gonna make sure that I'm able to do God's work.
That's right.
Yeah. But anyway, ladies, I want to thank you for showing up in the spirit and doing what it is that God has for all of us to do this morning and this day.
Amen.
So enjoy the rest of your day. I mean, the weather is supposed to be nice, because tomorrow is going to rain all day. So we have to.
Really.
Yeah.
I have to run out to the streets to pick up a package. So I am going to at least get outside for a minute or two and then come back, because I have a lot of things that I have to do today. I don't know how I'm going to do it all in one day, but I will do my best. But anyway, I love you guys, and enjoy your day. Sister Barbara, see you tomorrow, God's willing.
God's willing.
And Mother, I will see you on Tuesday.
All right.
When I say I'll see you, I mean I'll see Mother in the spirit and Sister Barbara in the flesh.
And I didn't get a chance to say anything when you all were talking, but I just wanted to say that as 1 Timothy says, the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
So if you're putting your love for money above him, then you have a problem. A lot of people profess to love him. And like Mother says, I don't think that you're not a child of God because you do something wrong. Otherwise, nobody could be saved, because we are sinners.
That's true.
So he doesn't snatch it and take it back and snatch it and give it back. That's not what he doesn't have time for that. All right? He doesn't have time. You are a child of God. You are a child of God.
Of God. Sometimes that's right.
To do right. But again, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says, the love of money is the root of all evil.
That's
I'm
right.
going to end it with love you all.
Love
you. Okay, love you too.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Barbara.
Love you.
All right. Have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
You too, Mother. Love you.
Love you.
And on that note, we are going to close out our program for this morning. And
amen.
I'm going to play a selection, God Is Sustaining Me, by the Wiki Tones. Love you, ladies. Shalom.
All right.
Shalom.
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 Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us, but I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know,
God?
My God
is
sustaining me. No matter what.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.